This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Happy Halloween. Kevin Flynn for Scott Henin today. Scott's back tomorrow. Got a request for Feed My Frankenstein, Alice Cooper. Werewolves of London request. Don't Fear the Reaper. We'll get him in this hour. Couple of texts in. Kudos to Byron Donalds. He's one of the good ones. Yeah, he is. Text me, 701-237-1590. Before the top of the hour, we play the deal about... but there's still there's no let up on the Biden's crimes and the crime family. That's all well and fine, and James Comer and Jordan, and they're doing that work. But I don't know what's the end here. Does he resign the presidency? Is he impeached? Is he forced to resign? Does he wait his term out and not run again? I don't know. That's why I got a lot of popcorn ready. Okay. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends H.A. Thompson & Sons, HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. Let me just tell you, if you learn about the company, first of all, it started in 1908, Henry Abbott Thompson, and we're now done with the grandkids, a family business. They are plumbing, heating, HVAC, mechanical contractor services. That's what they do. And they're based out of Bismarck, but work across the region, North and South Dakota into Eastern Montana, Northwest Minnesota as well. They are a link service contractor. So they provide environmental maintenance agreements to buildings, business owners all across the region. In fact, more than 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains right now that they basically maintain all the mechanical, heating, cooling systems, all of that. Takes that all off of your plate if you deal with that for your company or your business. And, man, they will hook you up on a furnace, anything to do with your AC, HVAC, all of that. Like I said, plumbing, anything. Give them a call or just check it out, HATandSons.com. Just go to HATandSons.com. You can read about all the link service they've got there and the great brands that they represent. They will get it done for you. Or I'll give you a phone number. Just call them, 701-223-3393. 701-223-3393, HATandSons.com. What's on your mind is on for Halloween. Halloween plans, looks like across the region, across anyway, our neighborhood here, we're snow-packed, so make sure you get the kids bundled up. If you are going out trick-or-treating, you got that going on. If you got kids coming... you might want to, just bundle up, because it's going to be a cold one across the neighborhood. Let's see here, something about, oh yeah, I agree with that one. What comments on text? Emailer Don says, in regards to identity, because when we were talking last hour about Brandon Tatum's coming to NDSU, he says, in 1951, growing up, words like gay meant happy. Today, words like identify as, replacing words pretending, make-believe, etc. In the Old West, the word, it's amazing the play on words that is going on. All right, we're all caught up there. I want to introduce you to, and Pierre, how do you say your last name? Is it Rehov?
Yeah, you said it perfectly well, Rehov. The French way, the Israeli way, but we're going to stick with the American way.
Very good. Pierre Rehov is on French-Israeli Report. I could run through your resume. It's long, and but we wanted to get you on. You have you talk about suicide killers in your book. Actually, it's a groundbreaking documentary that you're coming out. And I've said for a long time, and really, Pierre, after 9/11, I kind of went into the deep end just learning about Islamic Jihad, what that all meant, what fundamentalist militants, I mean, you can put whatever label you want on these people, but what their ideology really was. And that, so the world really met that met that ideology when the Marine Corps barracks, and we met what a suicide bomber was that we hadn't seen anything like since World War II with kamikaze pilots. Breakdown, I mean, where do you want to start here?
Well, it's actually very complicated, but what we're dealing with now after the massacre of October 6th in Israel, it's not even any longer terrorists. Now we are talking of Nazis. We are talking, I mean, I've been interviewing myself for some of my documentaries, a good 35 terrorist suicide bombers that I call suicide killers. And I kind of got deep inside their psychology, which allowed me to explain how they work, how they tick in my films. That got me, you know, to go around the United States and talk to a lot of people about it. But what we're dealing with now is not with people who just kill themselves killing other or try to machine gun other or try to bomb other. What we're dealing today with is sadistic psychopaths who went into every single house in the kibbutz around Gaza. They raped the women. They opened the belly of a pregnant woman, and they took the fetus out, and they stabbed the fetus. They tied together two children, and they poured gasoline on them, and they forced the parents to watch them while they were setting them on fire. The list is so long, I'm not going to make your audience, getting sick, but I've seen every single one of them. And what we're dealing is, I mean, the term terrorist doesn't fit with them anymore. We are beyond that. We are in a horror film. And what strikes me the most at this point is that after what happened, after this pogrom, where 1,400 innocent people, Jews, non-Jews, including Thai people, including Filipino people, were slaughtered and kidnapped and tortured to death, burned alive, beheaded. After that, the next day in the universities of America, you see people, kids parading for Palestine. This is something which has been prepared and organized for a long time, certainly financed by George Soros and Iran. And they were ready. We are talking of sleeping cells. America is in danger. That's all I can tell you from Israel right now.
A lot of people want to frame this that they are Nazis killing Jews. The jihad. We're talking about Islamic terror. They don't differentiate infidels, do they? I mean, an infidel is an infidel,
whether you're
a Christian or a Jew or whatever, aren't you?
They beheaded a Filipino worker, a guy who went to Israel to get a job. They beheaded him. And they don't care. As long as you're not a Muslim, or in this case, not even a Muslim, an Islamist, you're not part of their team or their family, and they want you out of this planet. And they say it straight to your face. They tell you, first Israel, and then the rest of the world. They have a say for that. They said, first come Saturday, then come Sunday. First we kill all the people who pray on Saturday, and then we kill all the people who pray on Sunday. You're next. So what happened there is a perfect example of what they are capable of doing, and it's kind of evil genius, because what they wanted was, you know, there was a peace process in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia was soon going to join the Abraham Accords and make peace with Israel and recognize Israel, and they couldn't take it. Because you have to understand also, it's not only terrorists or Nazis, it's also a gang. The leaders, Ismail Haniyeh and Khaled Marshall, both live in Qatar in five-star hotels. They are spending, both of them are worth a couple of billion dollars that they stole from their people. All the help, all the financial help that goes to Gaza is stolen by those people. I'm going to try to remain polite on your show as a token of respect to you, but I have no words to describe those criminals, those war criminals, those criminals against humanity. And again, you know, it's a gang. They are making money out of dead bodies. their buddies and our buddies. And right now, what they wanted also is because they keep their population as hostages, as human shields, they provoked Israel at a level which obviously, you know, leads Israel to retaliate in a very, very strong manner. And they are, like in any war, there are casualties. But in this case, they wanted as many casualties as possible within Gaza, because, you know, a lot of media are accomplices with them, and they love to show dead Palestinian kids. So this is how they make their money, by having their own children killed. And wow. When they are not killed by Israel, they kill them themselves. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
About 10 to 20% of the rockets that they fire indiscriminately to the civilian population of Israel, 10 to 20% of those rockets fall into Gaza, because they are, you know, amateur rockets. They are not professional, and they fall into Gaza. So a lot of people that you see dead, the bodies of the children and all that, most of the time it's
right.
Because of Israel.
Pierre, can you hang on just 1 second? Can we keep you for one more segment? Have you got time?
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilton County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Hedeter Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads, and flood control projects to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster slab
began. Oh, welcome back. It is What's On Your Mind, Halloween edition, 2023, by request.
He did the monster man.
We're going to go back a while for that one. Bobby Boris Pickett. Request on the text. Keep them coming. 701-237-1590. Coming to you from the PetroServe USA studios. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Always great lunch specials at all the locations. there's three things to point out, too. If the specials don't, you know, they don't sound, they're like, yeah, I'm not really down for that, they've always got a great selection of sandwiches, personal pan pizzas. I like the chicken strips and wedges and all the condiments, all the sides that go with that. And man, the tons of them. Try the mac and cheese combos that they do. And they're hiring. They represent three different brands of petrol, so they're always fighting for the lowest prices for you. PetrolServeUSA.com. Click on the careers tab, by the way. We're looking for a little side hustle. They'll get you going. They're hiring full and part time. PetrolServeUSA.com. We are chatting with we're talking about the jihad, the Islamic jihad that has reared its ugly head in the world again now. To Pierre Rehov. He's a French-Israeli reporter. We're talking to him from his home about 10 miles north of Gaza in Israel, a writer, documentary filmmaker. He's been covering conflicts over there for 25 years. In 2005, he released Suicide Killers, shed a light on the psychopathology of suicide terrorists. And that came out after the London bombings in 2005. And Pierre, we were talking in the break a little bit because you had mentioned about it's unbelievable. We're seeing this on the college campuses and what people like our legislators, a few of our legislators, you know, they call them the squad in America, but would want you to believe that the peaceful people of Palestine are huge victims of what Israel is doing to them. And my thing is that first of all, we got to get a little history lesson on the difference of what Palestine or Palestinian is. There's a state of Palestine. It's not recognized. But let's go do a little history lesson on that. And you know, I would wonder if the peaceful Palestinian people want out of Gaza, why has Egypt closed the border? Why won't any other Arab country take them? What can you say to that?
Well, first of all, a lot of them are terrorists. Not because they are born terrorists, but because Gaza was taken over by Hamas in 2006. Actually, they voted for Hamas. It's not like they took power out of the blue or they had a coup. Yeah, they had a coup a year later, but actually people of Gaza voted for Hamas and they wanted Hamas to rule them. Oh, and Hamas is a terror organization, a Nazi terrorist organization. And this is what is ruling the daily life of the Gazans. So what other Arab country is going to take the risk of having hundreds of thousands of people who might very well be terrorists ready to do something bad within their country? I would like to remind to Queen Rania, who just came up with a very inflammatory comment a couple of days ago about Israel and Gaza. I would like to remind her that her father-in-law is the one who killed the most Palestinians in the history, all of history of this region. In September 1973, the King of Jordan had 20,000 Palestinians who were trying to take over power in Jordan. He had them all killed. Hence the birth of the terror organization called Black September. Anyhow, you wanted a little bit of history about the region. I'm going to try to be very fast with it because it's a very long story. Mm-hmm. But you have to remember that, you know, until 132 of our Christian era, the region was called Kingdom of Israel and Judea and Samaria. And Emperor Hadrian, to punish the Jews, renamed the region Palestina because Palestina was the name of the worst enemy of the Jews in the Bible. So yeah, that was a way to humiliate the Jews. But a lot of Jews always stayed there. They were under Byzantine occupation, Roman occupation, Byzantine occupation, Ottoman occupation, etc., etc. But they always been there. Actually, Karl Marx, I'm telling that for if you have any Marxist among the people who are listening to this show, Karl Marx was in Jerusalem in April 1854, and he wrote an article for the Daily Tribune in which he described Jerusalem as having 15,500 inhabitants, among them 10,000 Jews and 4,000 Muslims. But since the region was under the Ottoman rule, the Jews had absolutely no freedom whatsoever. They were the most miserable people of the region, yet they were living in their own city. So anyhow, until 1948, right, if you tell an Arab living in this region that he was a Palestinian, he would be offended, eventually punch you on the nose, because a Palestinian was a Jew. He was a Jew.
Right.
And the first Arab leader of Palestine, Haji Amin El Husseini, was a Nazi, was a very close friend to Himmler, and he went into Germany to organize the Ustashi, that were, you know, Muslim brigades working with the Nazis. And Hitler promised him that as soon as Hitler would take the region, which was under British rule, if you remember, he would create death camps for the Jews. And
wow.
He went to Iraq, and in Beirut in 1941, he organized a pogrom at the size of the one that happened, you know, on October 7th of this year. So the first Palestinian leader was a Nazi. Palestine didn't exist as a country. Palestine was just a region belonging to the Jews.
Right.
And what happened is in 1964, after Nasser, the president of Egypt, tried desperately to become the leader and dictator of the whole Arab world and couldn't succeed, he went to Russia, to the USSR, the communist Russia, by the Soviet Russia by this time, and he made kind of a deal with them, and he invented a people, because all the left-wing people of the world were on the side of the Jews who had survived the Holocaust, and they felt sorry for them, and the Nasser could not take it. So they went to find a gangster. His name was Yasser Arafat, and he was actually the nephew of Haji Amin El Husseini. And Yasser Arafat was a gangster doing bad stuff in the streets of Cairo. He was born in Egypt. So they made him a fake birth certificate, maybe like the one of Obama, I don't know, but they made him a fake birth certificate to make him a Palestinian born in Jerusalem, which was a fake, and they invented the Palestinian people who would be oppressed by the Jews. So they tried to rewrite history around this complete fake news, and that happened in 1964. But what happened after that is that in 1967, Israel was on the verge of being again destroyed by Arab armies, and they won the war in 6 days and took all the region of Judea, Samaria, and Gaza, which before that had been under Jordanian and Egyptian occupation. This is what the rest of the world calls today the occupied territories. In reality, according to the international law, those are disputed territories since they didn't belong to anybody or any country before that. So that's one of the reasons why Palestine doesn't exist. Historically, they cannot make it exist unless Israel agrees.
Right. And that is a great history lesson for that. Pierre, we have to leave it there, but I'll tell you, if you haven't seen the Suicide Killers documentary, I just saw a couple of clips of it preparing to chat with you. Go search that out. I would imagine that's wherever you could watch that on YouTube or wherever. But Pierre, be safe. Thank you for that update, and we look forward, if we could, like to catch up with you again and have you back on.
My pleasure, anytime.
All right, be safe. Pierre Rehault.
Hey, it's Scott Hammond. Mike Lindell is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It doesn't dry you off? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. This 6-piece set has 100% long staple cotton. It's a combed ring spun cotton that makes the towel softer and more absorbent than ever. Towels that actually dry you off. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $29.98. with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com/Scott right now and get this great deal. To receive this amazing offer, just $29.98 on the 6-piece towel set. Go to MyPillow.com/Scott. Enter the promo code Scott or tell them when you call 800-506-9028. You're using the promo code Scott for a great deal on towels that actually dry you off from MyPillow.
USA News Update. As fighting between Israel and terrorist organization Hamas moves into its fourth week, Israel's ground offensive in Gaza is moving forward. Over the weekend, the two sides talked to free some of the over 200 hostages held by Hamas. Reports are that those talks stalled. The FDA cautioning against the use of some popular over-the-counter eye drops. The drops are from prominent brands like CVS Health, Rite Aid, Target, Up and Up, Velocity, Pharma, Leader, and Rugby. The United Auto Workers strike has concluded after over 6 weeks, as the union has now reached a tentative agreement with GM. This follows prior agreements with Stellantis and Ford, marking a resolution with all of Detroit's major automakers. Former President Trump seeking the endorsement of his former running mate, Mike Pence. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Got a request for Monster by Skillet. Well, here you go. That's a little heavy. That's a little serious for me, but hey, I'm more of a Monster Mash guy, but, you know, request is a request. We're here for you. What's on Your Mind? Scott heading out. Kevin Flynn sitting in today. Scott's back tomorrow. Hope you're having a good Halloween so far. Going to be a snowy one, cold one across the neighborhood, which is that's the way it goes, right? Hey, we're brought to you by Mike and the team, Mike Lindell and the team, and MyPillow. Love MyPillow. Got the 2.0 now. Love it. It's got that cooling deal. The missus doesn't like it as much as I do. The slippers, I live in the slippers. The towels, the sheet sets, the pet beds, the mattress toppers, I mean, the coffee, it's all awesome. It's all good. It all helps Mike stay in this battle for election integrity, for honesty and fairness and you know, exposing all the nonsense that he spent millions of dollars trying to uncover when it comes to our elections. I mean, that's where he's the warrior. That's the warrior side of Mike. All you need to know is Scott. Scott, S-C-O-T-T. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener podcast specials there. There's up to 80% off in there. Or anywhere on the site. Just remember, when you get to checkout, promo code is Scott, and you'll get the savings no matter where they are. So do that at mypillow.com. Couple of great texts with some great links and some things that I love the resources that you have that you send me. Keep those coming. A lot of kind words, so thank you for those. I think it's time to subpoena Obama and ask him about what Joe was doing while he was in charge. What did he know? Was there no oversight? That'll never happen. He'll lawyer up and he'll cushion himself and he'll be in Hawaii. Call me when this goes away. Very good guest. Thank you. Excellent segment, Kevin. Please, if you would, post the title and author or links to the guy you just had on. Yes, on Facebook maybe. I'll give you his name right now. Pierre. And he spells his last name R-E-H-O-V, Rehov. Pierre, R-E-H-O-V. His documentary is Suicide Killers. And he's a writer, reporter. And again, he was in Israel. He's 10 miles north of Gaza. And during the break, he said, I'm very sorry that, they just sounded the sirens like an hour ago. I could have let you hear that. I was like, oh man. He's in Ashdod, Israel, 10 miles north of Gaza. So, super producer Chris Larson, that's a great get, and we'll work on getting him back on. want to welcome back to the show one of my favorite lawyers, and I have a few favorite lawyers. You're one of them, John. John Hinderocker's here from the Center of the American Experiment. How you doing, brother?
Doing great. Glad to be with you.
Good to have you back. Where do you want to start? Where's your...
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to talk about, Kevin. We can cover anything you want, but today is the day when the Golden Turkey Award, the competition begins for 2023. And as a lot of our listeners probably remember, every year, Center of the American Experiment awards the coveted Golden Turkey to our favorite example of wasteful spending in the state of Minnesota. And we've been doing this for the last 4 or 5 years. It's become kind of a tradition. We get nominations from people in our email audience and on social media, and we sift through the nominations. We come up with four finalists, and then we have a vote. And this is all launching today. We're going to be announcing the four nominees for the 2023 Golden Turkey Award, and it'll be determined by vote. Anybody can vote, and we will be handing out the Golden Turkey Award the day before Thanksgiving.
I'm on AmericanExperiment.org right now. I'm looking for you said you're making, so that isn't on the they haven't been announced yet.
No, so our listeners are getting a scoop. This is the first time we have said publicly what the nominees are going to be, and it's going to be up on our website sometime this afternoon.
You should go to the, if you have not been to AmericanExperiment.org, you certainly do not have to be a Minnesota resident, because they're working in North Dakota as well, but from the economy to the education to energy to governance to healthcare. There's some great articles and some great content on there that you have to be up to speed on, especially if you live in Minnesota.
Yeah, and we also have a website for our North Dakota operation, AmericanExperimentND.org, also full of fresh content. But, Kevin, let's just take a few minutes if we can. I'd love to run through the 2023 Golden Turkey nominees.
Please do. And wasn't it the rest stop that won last year, if my memory serves?
The bus stop. No buses stop. Millions of dollars. It's a beautiful bus stop. The catch is not a single bus stops there. It's an extraordinary waste of
time. All right, let's go. What do you got?
Money. So let's tick them off. Number one, the proof again that bad ideas never die. The long-awaited train to Duluth. They have now, with a $17 billion surplus, I guess they figured they finally had enough money to waste on this boondoggle, $195 million to build the train to Duluth, where it really will not do anybody any good, because it's not going to get you to Duluth from the Twin Cities any faster than you can already get there by car. And when you're going to Duluth from the Twin Cities, or vice versa, from Duluth down to the metro area, very seldom is the train station your destination, right? So the train will get you to the train station, but then you need a car to get you where you are actually going. And so no one is going to ride this train. They are anticipating operating deficits after they spend the $195 million of $17 million a year. And I can tell you right now, that is an underestimate. The operating deficit will be much larger, and the legislature will be coming back to the taxpayers to fund the operating deficit. So the train to Duluth, a bad idea that's been kicking around for a long time, now a nominee.
Anybody that's ever road trip to Duluth, you go up to Duluth for whatever reason. I mean, we used to go up to go to Lutzen. We'd road trip up there for the Blues Fest. I mean, for Bayfront. When you road trip, especially coming out of the cities, you don't just go right to Duluth either. I mean, there's a few stops along the way that you make on 35 on the way up to this part of the process.
Stop at Toby's for a second.
Exactly, brother. That's what I'm saying. No one's going to ride the train in any number.
Well, you know, it's the same thing really with the light rail system that we have in the Twin Cities. The light rail system, hardly anybody uses it, and a fundamental reason is because it doesn't actually go where you need to get to.
I know. Exactly.
You drive your car to one train station, then you get on the train, you get off at a stop. Now what do you do? You know,
you can't make it up.
It's highly unlikely that the train is going where you actually need to go. So that's nominee number one. Nominee number two, this one is a scandal, Kevin. This is a scandal. They are renovating and expanding the state office building adjacent to the Minnesota Capitol. And this is the building that houses the offices of the members of the Minnesota House of Representatives, as well as some other administrative offices. And they are planning to spend $500 million to renovate and expand the state office building. And by way of context, that is five times as much money as they spent on the Senate office building a few years ago. What was one of the reasons why the DFLers lost control of the Minnesota Senate? It was so unpopular. And it's twice as much money as we spent to renovate the Capitol itself as recently as 2017. $500 million, and House employees aren't even back in the office.
What, right?
You know, they're only required to be in the office 2 days a week, right? And so we're spending all of this money. And the other thing that makes it a scandal is there was never a bill voted on to spend $500 million to renovate and expand the House members' offices. No such bill was.
What comes up to my mind right there, John, is, okay, who did the estimating on that? Who's going to get those contracts? Who's going to build those buildings? Who's going to, you know, who's going to have the carpet deal and the landscaping contracts? And the, you know what I mean? It's like Jesse Waters just brought this up about something in New York came in for some playground, some park on one of the big CRs was, you know, $1.8 million to build a park. And he literally had three different bids that came in. The highest one was $150,000.
Yeah.
there's government for you.
I don't know how you spend $500 million. I don't know how you can do that, even if you are trying. But the process that they used to fund this, and they were chastened by the experience with the Senate office building, and they sneaked it through. There was never a vote in either the House or the Senate on a bill to spend $500 million to renovate the House members' offices. And if you ask them, why are you doing this? You know, what's the point? The point ostensibly is security. They need to upgrade security in that building. Well, number one, they're not just upgrading security. They're massively expanding the building by putting up a new wing. But number two, it is true that there are security issues. Why is that? It's because the Capitol is in a bad neighborhood. It is, in fact, an increasingly dangerous neighborhood. Why is it a dangerous neighborhood? It's a dangerous neighborhood because of lousy law enforcement and a failure to prosecute criminals. So the solution to that problem is not to turn the House office building and the other public buildings into fortresses. The solution to that problem is to enforce the laws and put the criminals behind bars, because everybody else in that neighborhood is subject to that danger, and nobody is spending $500 million to protect them.
That's a lot of hate speech, John. It's a lot of hate speech right there. I don't know. By the way, at $500 million, you're halfway to U.S. Bank Stadium at $1.1 billion. I mean, think about that.
It's unbelievable.
You're going to build half of U.S. Bank Stadium for, and that's just a renovation and an expansion.
A renovation and a new
one.
I don't know how you can spend that much money if you're just trying.
I know, right?
Money. I mean, it is absolutely shocking. So that is Golden Turkey nominee number two. Golden Turkey nominee number two.
Oh, hang on, because we're going to be up against a break here in just a second, and I want to get in. And then when are these all going to be on the site? Later today? Is that the plan?
Later today.
Can you hang out?
On the site. Yep, and people are going to be able to start voting.
All right, hang out. There's also a great article on there about teachers' union, the label school choice policies, the scheme of that. So you should go to AmericanExperiment.org, AmericanExperimentND.org. We're chatting with our friend John Hinterrocker, and main man there. We'll come back and get the final two of the Golden Turkeys in Minnesota, and only in Minnesota, for our What's On Your Mind audience, And I'm sure you're enjoying this fodder if you're in North Dakota or South Dakota. You get to hear about all the nonsense going on to the east of you. We'll wrap it up coming up next.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
The chilly weather is here, whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I had to choose here. For some Halloween tunes, Hell's Bells from AC/DC, just the bells from Hell's Bells. kind of creepy, but a lot of good requests. A lot of good monster songs, too, that I didn't know about. But that would be the one we got to wrap it up with here for the Halloween edition of What's on Your Mind for this Tuesday, last day of October, man. Tomorrow's November. Welcome to the party, pal. We got plenty of snow across the neighborhood, really. Eastern end of North Dakota and into Minnesota, inch or two, maybe three, yesterday into today. So really bad driving. And, of course, the western part of the neighborhood, plenty of snow, what, 9 inches to a foot earlier with the deal last week. So we're chatting with John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment, talking about the golden turkeys in Minnesota for your entertainment, for your listening pleasure. Glad we could be of entertainment for you from Minnesota. We've got a train to Duluth now that no one's going to ride. To me, that's unbelievable. And what was number two again?
The renovation and expansion of the House Office building adjacent to the Minnesota Capitol to the tune of $500 million.
And then what's number three?
Number three is another construction project. It is the renovation of the governor's mansion Summit Avenue in St. Paul. And what's extraordinary about this project is that it was really estimated, and I think bid, at $7 million. Now, you could do a lot of renovation on a house, house, for $7 million.
Wow.
But it turns out that price didn't hold. Construction hasn't even begun yet, and the estimate has already jumped to $12 million. Now, I don't know about your neighborhood, Kevin, but where I live, you could buy a really, really nice house for way less than $12 million. And if the taxpayers are, you know, are looking for a place to house their governor, that mansion on Summit Avenue, those properties have got a lot of value. You know, that's very valuable real estate. And if Tim Wallace doesn't like the mansion or needs something different, we could sell that property and you could buy a very, very nice mansion for your governor for way less than $12 million. So that that is golden. And by the way, I think that that project may have gotten more nominations from our readers and our social media followers than any other Golden Turkey nomination. And I think that may be partly because a lot of people are not fond of Governor Tim Walz and don't like the idea of spending $12 million or more on his house.
Dude, if you spend $12 million on that house and put it on Lake Minnetonka, I mean, I don't think you'd still be at $12 million. I mean,
with all these things and with government spending, and this is one of the points of the Golden Turkey Award, I don't know how you can spend this much money if you are trying to waste money. I don't know how you do it.
Unless you're on the take.
Well, I don't know.
Somehow.
This is the thing you always come back to, Kevin. It's not their money. It's your money. And when you're spending other people's money, you just don't have the same respect for the hard work that it took to earn it. So that is nominee number three. Nominee number four.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
In some ways is my favorite. And you know, we don't always award the golden turkey to the biggest waste of money. Now, last year we did. Feeding Our Future scandal at $250 million just couldn't be denied. Actually, that's an underestimate. But it's not just how much money you waste. It's also, we like projects that just illustrate the contempt that government has for your money. And sometimes the smaller expenditures are easier to get your arms around. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard even to comprehend $1 billion or $500 million. But our fourth nominee is one that comes out of the Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Every year they put out hundreds of grants, and they are a fertile source. They have been a fertile source of Golden Turkey nominees. And this year, we have nominated the $186,000 expenditure. That money is going to the University of Minnesota at Duluth to study flying squirrels in Minnesota. And the grant, I got a quote from the language of the grant itself. It says that it is, quote, to fill key knowledge gaps in flying squirrel status in Minnesota, close quote.
Thanks.
So
you probably
didn't even know, most of our listeners probably didn't even know that there are key gaps in our knowledge of flying squirrels in Minnesota. And at the cost of a mere $186,000, we're going to fill those key knowledge gaps. And apparently part of the background on this, again, who knew, right? But apparently there are two kinds of flying squirrels in Minnesota. There are northern flying squirrels and southern flying squirrels.
Oh, very good.
Some people believe that the southern flying squirrels are expanding their habitat.
Can somebody get John a $150,000 check for that, please, right now? Because, yeah, provided that info. My friend, we gotta leave it there. We're up against a break. But, yeah, I'm going to vote for the office building onto the Capitol for $500 million. That sounds just ridiculous. Keep up the great work, my friend. We'll chat soon.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
See you, man. John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment. That's going to do it for us. Scotty's back tomorrow.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.